Easter Sunday morning of 2008, as 11-year-old Karen Newman lay in a coma, Lalani Newman and her husband Dale did not call an ambulance. Kara's older sister, now 16, told the courtroom that the family instead prayed and took communion.
Grape juice in the cup, and we just took communion.
And who did that?
All of us.
District Attorney Jill Falstead, in cross-examination, referred repeatedly to comments the teenager had made in an interview with authorities 3 days after Kara's death. Defense Attorney Gene Linehan questioned the girl's emotional state at the time.
That was 3 days after Kara died?
Yes.
Were you still emotionally upset?
Yes.
You loved your sister, correct?
Yes.
You still do?
Yes.
Were you kids neglected in any way?
No.
Objection.
Sustained.
And Linehan's line of questioning suggested that Kara's symptoms came on quickly instead of days in advance.
When was the first time that you thought she was sick?
Well, I never thought that she was sick, but maybe that Saturday night.
The two sisters were homeschooled together and very close. And the 16-year-old told the court that they both accepted their mother's belief in faith healing.
Do you feel that the right thing was done for Kara by praying over her rather than taking her to the hospital?
Yes.
Why?
Because God created everyone, and how can we be more powerful than God?
Medical experts say Kara could have survived if an ambulance had been called that morning. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.